If you're ready to confront your destiny, if this is the moment that you've been praying for, tune in and listen to your cosmic cheerleader, Commander Lady Athena, for cosmic pep talks for closet Christs. The show is the voice of the Ashtar Command. The call is for you to step forward into your greatness. Be listening on Wednesday. We have an appointment with destiny.
Greetings from the divine love, beloved. I'm Commander Lady Athena, and you're listening to the voice of the Ashtar Galactic Command. This evening, our seminar topic is Moving On, Our Journey of Ongoing Life. So let's take a deep breath and call yourself forward in your spiritual form as the Christ, I am that I am, that you truly are. But all that is the fiction drops away. That which remains is the Christ, that is the Anointed One, the extension of God's divine grace into time and space. So call yourself into that greater level of accountability and present yourself as innocent, as whole, and as perfect as you were issued forth in your original divine state. Lay all that you've outgrown, every place you've contracted in fear, every otherness that you have condemned with judgment, lay it down right now. Those are the things that need to be sacrificed. Sacrifice limitation, littleness, mean-spiritedness, condemnation of yourself and others, and judgment. Zip your lips, that no critical spirit come forth from your mouth. Anoint your tongue, that it might proclaim the truth of eternal love, a love that nothing and no one in any dimension or plane can deprive you of, a love that holds you and bridges you and completes you where you fall short, as we all do in the human form. Know that that greater love is all sufficient, that it will always complete to perfection what you step into as a commitment of excellence. Strive for excellence, even though you know that it cannot be consummated in the human form, but requires your co-partnering with that within you which is greater, which takes your little willingness and crowns it with consummate victory. A victory that you don't wear as laurel leaves upon your own ego self, but that you recognize is being done by that within you which is greater. It doesn't matter what you name it or call it. When it's reduced to its essence, it simply is divine love. So call yourself forward into divine love and ask, if you will, if you wish, if you choose, that you be deepened in your commitment to being the love of God, that you be strengthened in the areas where you tend to weaken, and that you can take your next step tonight with the Christ, and emerge from our time together a little lighter and a little brighter. Or who knows, maybe a great deal lighter and brighter. For even the sense of becoming is an illusion which at some point we just lay aside. Even the sense of time, of unfolding and progressing, even that is an illusion. We but return our awareness to that which has always been and remains still. As that reminder, when we go into ego's tantrums, yes, we go through those periodic storms in our mind where we dream fitful dreams of separation and otherness where none exists. So let's take a deep breath and clothe yourself with the Christ. Put on Christ. Reach up. Imagine, if you will, the radiant hands of the Beloved in full glorious light body. And see that form being pulled down over your head, over your shoulders, down your body, and anchored firmly in the soul star, the center of the earth. Now reach up in your radiant love and extending your arms, embrace the Beloved that has spread a mantle of love as creation. And dreamt you as separated, objectified aspects of that love to dance and play and learn and move through various states of consciousness within this earth realm. Bless it all, forgive it all, release it all, but most of all, Beloved, bless it all. Put your hands on your head and bless your own beingness, your own life stream. Raise your hands outward and bless the environment in which you sit. Bless the planet. Bless the news when you hear it on CNN or wherever you receive your news. Bless your computer and all of the media that you dance with throughout your day. Bless it all in the name of the one Beloved that you are. So, love, true love, has no boundaries. It has no boundaries because it has no need whatsoever for differentiation or any form of defense or distancing from anything. Unconditional love is not even aware of itself because there is no doer. There is just pure being manifesting. And so when you're in that state, you won't have memory. You will simply be. And there's no withheld energy whatsoever. Unconditional love is total self-bestowal. So we relinquish and lay down every form of contraction and embrace the fact that unconditional loving service to all life is our onward an ever-unfolding life. It is our journey of eternal life. We are living an eternal life right now. You are. We are. We are all immortals. Everyone and everything created by the one Spirit of Life has infinite existence. right now. You are immortal, all-knowing, omnipresent. You exist in every facet of the holographic creation and beyond. So, in truth, we appear in and out of states of consciousness. We don't actually move except in our attention and intention, which defines our state of consciousness. Even as we move through time and space, seemingly within this dream, begin to objectify yourself as the witness observer, and see how you move from different states of consciousness. Now the tendency is to entrain, identify with, and lose the self in these states. And that's what gives you the feeling of any negative state of consciousness. Because every time you constrict and define and confine, you'll receive some form of negative feedback. You're going to feel stuck and snagged and disempowered at the point of your contraction, always. Be aware of that. Be aware that every unpleasant state is some place that you have armored yourself against the love that you are that is. There are no darknesses, no dark forces, no evil existing anywhere in God. And therefore, it cannot be real as it seems to appear in the outer world. This has got to be an illusion. This has got to be a state of consciousness that you, as the love and light and grace of God, have come to liberate. How do you liberate? You move into that state, because we do in the human limited consciousness, we move in and out of these states, don't we? So when you find yourself in a state of negativity, depression, frustration, anger, resentment, envy, jealousy, just plain mean-spiritedness, whatever it is, when you stop in mid-rant and take a deep breath, and say, I lay this down, and I choose the love of God instead. I sacrifice this on the altar, and I receive the mantle of Christ, or however you want to word it. Words don't matter. The beloved doesn't pay any attention to your lip service. It's the movement of your spiritual inner awareness, motivated by your pure heart. That is the true prayer. You cannot pray without the fire of the heart. Then it's just lips moving. The real prayer is a silent evocation of the heart. Every true divine state is evoked in the silence of your innermost being. The kingdom of heaven and every paradisical state is experienced as the externalization of your own inner bliss. You find yourself in the bliss, in the kingdom of heaven, in the portable paradise, simply because you have made that your priority instead of hosting negativity. It's a choice. It's available to you 24/7. It's always the choice. So in practicing awareness, be aware when you have stepped into the shadows, into the darkness, and move into the light. Move out of the shade. Move into the light. Walk in the light. Be the light. Let the light of the living word that you are illumine the step that you walk into as you walk through your life. Walk in the Word. Walk as the Word. What is the Word? It is God's love song, singing through you all the time. You are the harmonic resonant field of that living Word, that living light, that living sound and song of God. So, everything that seems to die within the realms of time and space simply sheds the outworn form and adopts a new one, and life simply continues on. Only the outer garments are exchanged for new ones. This applies at every dimensional level. Did you ever have a dream where you dreamt that you fainted, or you died, or you consciously went from one level of the dream to a new dream? These are all indicative of changing state when you're in the so-called sleep or dreaming phase of consciousness. That fainting, or that seeming like you have died, or that stopping one episode of the dream and moving to a totally different one, are all indicative of shedding the garment of one-dimensional plane of consciousness and adopting a new one. We make a big deal out of that passage here on the earth, and we go through elaborate rituals to make a big deal out of the discarded garment. But no one dies. Nothing that the spirit of life, endowed with life, could possibly ever cease to be. So know that everything and everyone exists. You just step into a different vibrational wavelength, which is invisible in most cases to the physical eyesight, but not to everyone. Many people can see into the other dimensions, and more are beginning to find that they also can see. It's part of the process, as I've spoken about, of our extending our vision now to include the more subtle planes that surround the earth. So the same process of exchanging garments and moving into different states of consciousness continues throughout the kingdoms of nature. Everything in nature has a cycle at which at some point it changes its manifested form and adopts a new one. And this applies within the countless universal worlds and realms and planets, all inhabited by beings that are learning, transcending, and progressing, just as you and me. Just imagine that one creative source of all life has embodied as you and me and everyone, and as every living thing, to experience, to play, to know, to love its own manifested beingness. So life is ongoing, expansive creation. As individualized spirits, we are the means through which creation is extended. We are the sole creative agents in the cosmos. You heard that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became incarnate. That Word is the Spirit of the living God. For out of the Word, the Spirit of the living God, all things came into manifestation. And we are the embodied communicative agencies through which the Word of God that brings forward creation of like kind is extended. Now, we cannot not create. It's impossible. Every thought, every movement of consciousness every spoken word, every silent movement of our inner spiritual beingness, emotionally, mentally, imaginatively, and unconsciously, and subconsciously, and physically, all of these are created, creative, and manifest as some form. And so that is how forms appear in time, space, and causation, through our movement of consciousness and our shifting of state. So we are like bright thoughts within the mind of God, thoughts of created and unlimited possibilities to extend truth, goodness, and beauty, which in Sanskrit is called Satyam, Shivam, Sundaram. What beautiful words, which means truth, goodness, beauty. So we are truth, goodness, and beauty. We are co-creative spirits extending the kingdoms of the beloved throughout this and a myriad of countless worlds and realms of existence. Those that have been and those yet to be. So our presence is like a mantle of light, lovingly covering creation. As such, we are the body of Christ, the Christ Spirit, extending to this and countless worlds with the loving grace of our Father, Mother, God Source. And the loving grace is what will awaken us and lift us from the dream of separation, and vouchsafes the fact that not one single soul will be left abandoned or lost. That from God we came, in God we live, move, and have our being. And in God, in home territory, in the kingdom, in the love, in the heart of God, we will awaken and find. Never have we ever left. Never have we ever left. It's simply been a play of consciousness. So our time upon this earth gives us the opportunity to drink the bitter draught of selfish materialism to the very full, to have our fill of all that life in the physical dimension has to offer until we are just tired of it all. Then we awaken and are spiritually reborn of the Spirit, and our real life and our more expanded training begins. So we are learning to be cosmic co-workers throughout a myriad of universes and realms of existence. Yes, even as you sit listening to me right now, you are awake and serving in countless worlds and realms, parallel levels of life and existence. Really, there are no past lives or future lives. All lives, when you get high enough in consciousness, you can look down upon as spread out in the eternal now, but positioned within different spots on the timelines, within the chiliocosm of the thousand-petal lotus time cell in which we reside at this point in creation. So yes, we're all within the lotus of here and now, as everything that ever was and ever will be. We simply move our awareness and appear in and out of different places, timelines, embodiments, points of understanding, states of being. And when you have that down really well, you're free. You're a Jivan Mukta. You're a free soul that can move in and out of the dimensional realms and states and bodies and appear and disappear at will. Then you become a lord of light that can move in and out without being stuck in the time-space continuum or the karma of that level. And that's the state that we are being trained to operate in very consciously now. All of the work of all of the the Masters, is to teach us just that, how to become co-workers with God and divine agents that go forth on cosmic missions to serve and unconditionally assist the unfoldment of all life. So truly, we are that one divine creative intelligence, having an individual human experience. But with awakening to our true vaster cosmic self, we also awaken to our true identity and nature as pure love. And that little limited prison ego sense of self simply dissolves and vanishes in that love. You don't have to try to do anything with your ego. Just bless it and don't pay a lot of attention to it. Don't try to kill it or do anything with it. The more you focus on it, the more it's going to be there. So direct your focus rather to who you are and what you are as pure holiness, wholeness, and divine perfection, ever one with God. Just keep reaffirming that you are one with the divine, that you are truth itself, that you are goodness itself, that you are beauty itself. Just that, and let everything else go. So love is who you are and what you're here to discover about yourself and life. Unconditional love is your major life lesson. That's your major lesson to learn on Earth. When you've learned that one major lesson, you step free of karma. And you live then as an extension of divine grace. That's true, nishkama karma, where you do an action having no desire for the fruit or benefit accruing from that action. You do it simply because it's your nature, and not because there's anything that you're going to get from it. So we go where we are drawn then to serve. We are evoked, as it were, by the needs, the pain, the distress, the cries for assistance that emanate, often silently, from the men and women that we pass every day as we go about our work in this world. What is our work? Being drawn to those who are crying out for assistance. We may find them in Starbucks. We may find them in the restaurant. We may bump into them in the grocery line. You're on God's assignment right now. You are an agent of God's grace. You are an agent of connection and intercession for every person that you encounter, even those that you bump into or share an elevator with or a meal with in a crowded restaurant. You are there in that space at that time to extend the kingdom of heaven, the spiritual promise, to those souls. Many of them are delivered and initiated by the spiritual travelers just by your having a meal in that restaurant at that time. Don't assume that your passage through time and space is at random, or that you had any choice in the matter whatsoever. Actually, in highest truth, you didn't. You're being lived. Only the ego thinks it has individual free will. How can you have free will if you are one with your source? Your will is God's will when the ego agenda is dissolved. So you're being lived by that which is greater. You're just awakening to that fact. So, the idea is to be free, inwardly and outwardly, of all of the personal needs, lack, limitation, desires, all the pettiness, all of the opinions and preferences, and you just become love without any thought of the self. You become love so much that there just is nothing else. And you move about God's infinite realms in loving service and co-creatorship. Or, some choose to merge with the divine spirit, which is the Ek, or the One, the light and sound of the Absolute, beyond name and form. Baba has referred to that state, Sai Baba, has referred to that state as Akshaya, as pure spirituality. It's Purnananda, that pure unalloyed bliss. So I wanted to look a little bit at the astral plane, because last seminar we were looking at the etheric realm, and this is a realm that we're so familiar with because it's the realm of imagination. Did you ever find yourself wool gathering and all of a sudden you're seeing something unfold in your mind's eye, usually something unpleasant? That tends to be where we go with that. You'll think of some unpleasant scenario and you're just daydreaming, you're just wool gathering. That's when you're in the astral realm. And you'll pull yourself up and say, oh, I don't want to think about that. But you don't know how to shift your state. That's because when you go into that, you entered into fear. And the fear locks it in until you can simply dissolve that fear with love. How do you do that? Well, again, the simplest way is the name of the Lord. Begin to replace thinking and wool gathering with repeating the name of the Lord. Any name of the Lord that causes your heart to sing and to experience a sense of divine connection. Any name that invokes the sweetness of the divine presence will do. God doesn't care, again, what sounds come out of your mouth as long as they're birthed from your loving heart, from the heart of your devotion. Then you can call God anything, and it just doesn't matter. The connection at that point is instant and immediate. Love to love, heart to heart. So bear in mind that each dimensional level is a realm of consciousness in which there are basically 12 major dimensional zones and 144 minor subtones. Everything in the cosmos is calibrated in multiples of 12. So the astral plane is experientially twice as large as the physical and resembles the physical Earth because the physical Earth is the reflection of the astral plane. Did you ever see a pellucid, quiet, serene lake in which you could see the foliage and the trees along the bank reflected into the water? Just like that, let's say the trees that are causing the reflection would be the astral plane, and the water receiving the reflection would be the physical plane. Just like that, each dimension is a reflection of the one just above. And that holds true for all the psychic and material realms of duality, where each lower dimensional realm is a reflection of the one just above it. And here the statement, as above, so below, as within, so without, applies. Now beyond these realms of duality, there is the true, absolute creation, in which you stay forever as one with God. You're already in the kingdom of heaven, in which there is no shadow or turning, no evil, no darkness, no duality. There is only pure divine love. And when you move into God realization, you exit your own creational states and you move into the greater state that we call the consciousness of God, which I'm not actually qualified to speak about, as I must at this point quote Sai Baba, because I'm just beginning to tippy-toe myself into those levels. And I don't have a clear sense of what they are. These other levels I know very well from many, many years of soul travel and training through John Roger, my spiritual mentor and teacher, who teaches soul transcendence. He teaches us how to move in our inner awareness into these different dimensional levels and planes and states of consciousness, and how to choose into transcending them in our soul awareness when we see the negativity or we tend to get attracted into negative states. We're taught how to move our awareness just above that state called soul transcendence. So we're trained in that. And like I said, I've been training in that discipline for now 43 years. So I know these levels really well when it comes to the lower dimensional planes. To awaken within these lower planes is called self-realization or soul awareness or soul enlightenment or self-actualization. There are many terms for that, but basically it's to awaken and realize that you're none of this, that you are in fact the soul, the beloved, the immortal one. So the astral plane reflects the full spectrum of human emotions, from the darkest to the brightest and everything in between. The lowest levels you might call Nightmare Alley, where all the spooks and things go bump and scrape in the dark. To the very higher levels, which would be the causal realms, where you have pure devotional exaltation. Many of the high devotional, inspirational states that you go through when you're in bhakti yoga, yoga of devotion, or any, like the charismatic movement, where you're in high states of devotional ardor, those would be the causal realms, the higher level of emotional expression. And there, you create truly paradisical, beautiful manifestations. So, not all of the astral plane manifestations are by any means unpleasant. You know, they're just exquisitely beautiful levels of the astral plane. If you saw the movie by Robin Williams, What Dreams May Come, I think that was a really good depiction of at least an area of the several areas within the astral realms. There's been several really good films that have depicted that. Ghost is another one where you were shown a disincarnate person who was learning how to operate in the astral realm, but he was still very attached to his wife. So he was trying to interact with her and found out he had to move his mind in order to move in traveling. You know, you move with your mind, you create with your mind. Everything you have to learn how to do with your mind when you're in the astral realm. So each of us will encounter in the astral realm and revisit and re-experience our emotional states. Here we get to eat what we've dished out emotionally to ourselves and others. We have to be responsible for what we have put forth mentally and emotionally. We are responsible for our creations. We have to face them. That realm in theosophy is called Devakan, where you actually experience both the merit and the effects of demerit in that realm until it's expiated, and then you re-embody again. So there's no escaping your creations. We are here to learn to be responsible creators, first in our human levels, and then we keep expanding until we move beyond the human into the impersonal, soulific, and divine levels. But in the astral realm, you inherit your state of consciousness at the time of your passing out of the physical body. You literally move into the state that was prevailing at the time of your body. Sai Baba said it's very important that you train yourself for that last moment, that last thought, that last breath. So if you have made a habit of repeating the name of the Lord, then that will be what comes out of your mind and your thoughts at the last moment, and you will go directly into the presence of the Lord. And that's very, very important to make that as your discipline, particularly those of you who are in the older states of life. You know, you just don't know when that last moment's going to come, and you have to say goodbye to everything here. So be a diligent repeater of the name of God. There's nothing you need to think about. There's nothing you need to process. There's nothing you need to worry about. It's all handled. Your job is to remember God and remember your oneness with God and to use the name of God to dissolve all of that mental chit-chat that goes on when you let your mind just, you know, run amok. Don't allow that. Focus the mind on the name of God, and then you can go about your work and do what you will. And the karma is dissolved and absolved by the name itself, and you don't have to be concerned with it. So each state of consciousness has its own bardo, which is another fancy name for confined area for that state. In Buddhism, these afterlife states are very well defined, and they have elaborate rituals used to guide the disincarnate spirits through these states of consciousness and hopefully into a good future lifetime. The whole idea is to not get lost in those realms, but to be guided through them so that you can come into a better state in your next existence. And that, of course, is what is taught in Buddhism. So the Tibetan and Egyptian books of the dead describe the passage of the disincarnate spirits through this series of afterlife experiences. Now, you don't have to worry about that if you're an initiate of a true, genuine master. If you're a devotee of Sai Baba, if you're a born-again Christian, if you're an initiate of the traveler lineage, if you're under the mantle of the Ek Masters and Ekankar, if you have a master and a bona fide lineage that you know has produced enlightened, self-realized, and God-realized saints, like Yogananda, for example. There are many, many different lineages, but they're all characterized by love and devotion. If you have a path that doesn't have inherent in it love and devotion, then you're on a psychic path, and you're best to leave it and choose a higher path. The path of the Christ, which is universal and not limited to Christianity, the path of the Christ consciousness is always a path of love and grace, which bypasses the law of karma and reincarnation and bridges you where you fall short, so that there is an intercession made for you that wipes your slate clean, because it was all an illusion anyway, and bridges you into the higher dimensional realm so that you bypass the God and the lower agents of the lower realms. You go right past them. You don't even go into the psychic realms. You bypass them. Like a freeway that bypasses all of the little towns, you go straight home to God. That is the way, capital W, that Jesus opened as a more excellent way. And, as he said, the only way back to the Father, directly to the Father. The other paths will put you into some of the lower worlds and realms of duality in the bipolar universes, but will not take you beyond duality. To go beyond duality requires a Christ-conscious master, a bodhisattva of the highest level, an avatar of the highest level, a perfect master. And the most perfect master to ever walk upon this earth and extend grace is the Lord Jesus Christ. So you will never, never, never go wrong or ever end up in any of the purgatorial hell realms if you place your life in the care and keeping of the Lord Jesus. You will always, always be met by the Lord himself or one of his angels or agents and taken to the higher realms. All of the travelers, the Ashtar Galactic Command, all of the higher dimensional realms recognize and honor and serve the one we call the Most Radiant One, and that is the Christ Spirit. We do not associate the Christ with a religion. The Christ and the office of the Christ and the order of Melchizedek are multidimensional, interplanetary, and universal, and enfold and extend God's love throughout every deeper teaching that is found in every world religion. There will be an inner core group that has not only the understanding of God as light, but God as the living word. And you have to have the light and the sound to go beyond duality. The light will take you only so far. It will take you through your own psychic and material levels. Baba said that the first meditation is the meditation of light, but the deeper level of meditation is the meditation of sound. And that is what takes you into the God realms beyond the bipolar universes. So the only ones that teach that is the Lord Jesus Christ and the traveler consciousness, which comes down through that as a function of bridging. And the traveler consciousness and the spiritual travelers weave in and out of the negative realms, positive realms, negative realms, positive realms. They weave back and forth, picking up all of those souls that are ready to receive grace and come on to the Christ path. Sometimes that's called atonement. Sometimes that's called salvation. Whatever you want to call it or term it, you come, you step from death into life, darkness into light, the unreal into the real, death into immortality. You move from death and inherit eternal life through the office of the Christ, which then extends to you the Christ oversoul, which manifests down through you as the Christ consciousness, which then touches down into you in your soul and teaches you from within through the Holy Spirit and the action of the indwelling Christ how to transcend your emotions, your moods, your thoughts, your unconscious, and all the levels that would snag you into differentiation and the lower Bardo states. So that is what we do as the traveler lineage, as those who are the votaries and students of the mystical traveler. And that is what we do. That is the path of soul transcendence through grace. And we serve and come directly under the mantle and the directives of the Most Radiant One, or the Lord Jesus the Christ, or the Lord Sananda Kumara, however you prefer to call that great, great spirit. But know that that great spirit is not a one of. That same spirit dwells in you as your own latent potentiality fully extended. It is that same part of you that will awaken in the exact same level of divine manifestation. And you will go onward into even greater states. So it's a mantle, it's a state of consciousness, and it's a choice for love. That is what we would call the action of the Christ. Is the consistent choice to be the living love. So most of the world's religions will have their heavenly realms upon the astral plane. Some of them, very few of them, will go into the causal and the mental levels, but most have their heavenly worlds, their happy hunting grounds, their Valhallas, their whatever you call the interstates, their summer land. Most of that is in the astral realm, and every generation, every world period, every historical period, every religious belief structure has created through their own emotions and thoughts and beliefs their own hell and their own heaven. Everybody creates out of their own consciousness these things. Sai Baba said that the after-death state is not the same for everyone because everyone goes into their state of consciousness. Now, according to Sai Baba, the Dalai Lama, and even Pope John Paul, who recently said, heaven and hell are states of consciousness existing only within our own mind. Mind, again, is not in the brain, it's not in the body. It's your overall conditioned field of mentation that we just refer to as consciousness. So that teaching is consistent with the Vedic and ancient wisdom teaching that everything we see and experience without is simply a projection from within our own consciousness and our own mind. Everything is contained within us, absolutely everything, until, as I said, you transcend self, even in a cosmic level, and you move into the God realms. And there again, that is something we all are in process of moving into in each in our own ways. So it seems that we only encounter or experience our own self and our own states of consciousness, whether we are awake, dreaming, in deep sleep, or in transcendental states, and whether we are embodied spirits or disincarnate spirits, we always encounter and experience only our own self. Get it clearly. There are no outer spirits, demons, devils, or anything. Our own negativity revisits us. That's all. Our own negative thoughts appear as the hauntings, as the abductions, as the negative spirits that come in the dreams. If you would see them through the eyes of the Christ, instead of rebuking and hating and fearing them, you would offer them the spiritual promise to return home through love. Extend to them the love of God. Don't worry. If they're truly, truly of the darkest, they will flee the presence of love. But there will come a time when even the most recalcitrant spirits will awaken and be dissolved in love. All will return to love. Not one single soul will be lost. Humanity is doing just fine. We will not come into any of those horrific states that so many people like to project out of their own subconscious self-indictments, their own guilt, their own vindictiveness. Not any of that will happen. Great grace entered our planet through the advent of the Lord Jesus the Christ, and the Father, Mother, embodiment of divine love itself through Satya Sai Baba and the avatars of Sai have come to assure that we will move into the golden age. We will not have a third world war. We will indeed progress into greater and greater states of world peace and divine love. And we will enter the fifth world, which is a renewed earth and a renewed level and opportunity to continue with the earth and her own unfoldment process into what we call Terra Christa, or the fifth world. So we no longer need to do the recycling through the realms of karma and reincarnation. Grace has entered with the Lord, and now all we need is a little willingness to let the Lord interpret life for us, to let the Lord look through our eyes, to let the Lord decide for us what is the state of mind that we should have with regards to anyone or anything. Ask the Lord to give you his point of view. He will, I assure you. I use this technique almost every day of my life. I will come to an attitude of some sort, and I'll say, you know what? I want to see this through your eyes. I don't want my opinion. I don't want my attitude. I don't want my conditioned mind. I want to see through the eyes of the beloved. I want to see through your eyes, Lord. And boy, it's like, you know, Windex on the eyes. All of a sudden, you see really clear, and you see the love and the innocence of all things. So that's something we have to do by asking and receiving, because nobody in the higher realms will ever tell you what to do or violate your free will, even if it's your ego. Even the ego and the lower self is not going to be violated. So you have to choose back every moment, every day, every thought, and put yourself on that path of light, walking in the Word of God, which is the living word of the sound current within you, being in harmonic resonance with the light and sound of God, which lives within you and will direct your path. And when it's in you and running you, it feels like love and joy and peace and energy and inspiration. And you will know then that you are walking the path of the beloved. The needs of the world have a way of taking care of themselves. You find what you need What you need shows up. The things that are meant to come into your life come in the perfect time and ordering. And all you need to do is keep walking in the light of your loving heart as the Christ that you are, with a mind that was in Christ Jesus, which sees all things as beloved of the Father. So that's pretty much what I had to share with you tonight. I think that we need to keep our lives very simple, but also very focused. Very focused because we're at that time when the shift is coming in a way that is unpredictable. And the things that are coming up in our lives now simply are coming to us for our forgiveness, our absolution, and our directing into love. That's all. Anything that comes to you, look at it as a prayer for healing and love. And extend compassion to yourself and to all the people who really know not what they're doing. They really don't. When they're in the ego state, they're insane. They're not in their right mind. So be big enough to wrap them in your mantle of love, scoop them up in your arms, and carry them home, symbolically speaking, to God, to grace, to love. So let's go out chanting. Let's see, let's do Om Shanti again, which is the virtual vibratory frequency of peace. And let's send it to every man, woman, and child, every planet, every dimension, and every world, everywhere, with the love of our heart. Deep breath. Om Shanti. 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 Peace, love, grace, and divine light to all beings and all the worlds. May all the worlds have peace. May all the beings of all the worlds have peace. May all awaken and know that they are the love of the One Beloved. Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed is the name of the Lord, Adonai.